Good morning, Sower Nation. It is Saturday, May the 10th, in the year of our Lord, 2025. I'm John David Walt, and this is your wake-up call. And good Saturday to you all. As you know, on Saturdays, we're just rolling right on through 1 John. Sundays, we'll have a psalm. And then when we get this summer, when we get past the end of 1 John, we're moving into a summer series called Encourage One Another, as long as it is called today. I'm just going to walk through the whole Bible and pick up all the various places where we see this incredible move of encouragement. We're going to learn more about how to encourage each other. And then we'll have Holy Spirit stories every Saturday through the whole summer. You got that to look forward to. Anyhow, it is Saturday. It's a good day to consecrate. Wake up, sleeper. Rise from the dead. And Christ will shine on you. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Yes, Jesus, we belong to you. And we're praying in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Got a big surprise for you today as we close out. So you got that to look forward to, too. Today's entry is entitled Believing You Can Hit the Target. Our text is 1 John chapter 3, verses 4 through 6. Hear now the word of the Lord. Everyone who sins breaks the law. In fact, sin is lawlessness. But you know that he appeared so that he might take away our sins. And in him is no sin. No one who lives in him keeps on sinning. No one who continues to sin has either seen him or known him. The word of the Lord. Now consider this. Number one, everyone who sins breaks the law. How about this? We're just going to go through each one of these. Agree. Number two, in fact, sin is lawlessness. Agree. Number three, but you know that he appeared so that he might take away our sins. Agree. Number four, and in him is no sin. Agree. Number five, no one who lives in him keeps on sinning. Number six, no one who continues to sin has either seen him or known him. Agreeing with number one through four, not a problem. I don't know about you, but I struggle with understanding points five and six. But note this, there are only three basic options. Option A, it's not true. John heard the Holy Spirit wrong. Option B, John means something completely different when he uses the word sin. Option C, it's true. I choose C. The Greek word John uses for sin is hamartia. And a common understanding of sin is to miss the target. That's what it literally means. Many, many people believe it is impossible to live free from sin. In other words, they believe human beings are destined to miss the mark. I would agree with them if it weren't for Jesus. Because of the work of Jesus on the cross to forgive us of our sin, and because of the power of his resurrection to give us power over sin, we can hit the target now. I don't know about you, but I don't want to go through life aiming at a target that I know I will never be able to hit. Do you know what happens to people who believe they can't possibly hit the target? They stop trying to hit it. They resign themselves to missing the mark, which is another way of saying they don't believe sin has lost its power. So what if we focused on and aimed at the target? I think the biggest problem we Christians have with sin is our lack of belief that it can be overcome. I want you to think of the sin you most struggle to overcome. Do you really want to overcome it? It starts with believing it's possible. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for showing us what it looks like when a human being hits the target. I confess that becoming like you means learning to hit the target more than I miss it. Come, Holy Spirit, and improve my aim and empower my aspiration. I believe. Help my unbelief. In your name, Jesus. Amen. Let's journal today. Our journal prompts. Could it be that you miss the target because your focus is on trying not to miss it? What if your sustained focus were on aiming to hit it? How might the adage, aim small, miss small, apply in this instance? In a minute, we're going to sing a hymn. I got a massive bonus. I have a super bonus for us today. We're going to sing My Faith Looks Up to Thee. It's number 351 in our seedbed hymnal, Our Great Redeemer's Praise. 351, My Faith Looks Up to Me. So you got that to look forward to. And this entry today, I'm challenged by it. It's very cut and dried, and that's what I love about John. He is not pulling any punches. He's not mincing any words. He's just saying, you know, if Jesus is risen from the dead, if he has died to sin, if sin has lost its power, if death has lost its sting, why aren't we rising with him, right? Why aren't we waking up, sleepers, and rising from the dead and letting him shine through us? It's probably, there's a lot of reasons, but one of the reasons is we just kind of consider Jesus to be like our example, and it's just sort of thin moralism, and we're just going to try harder to do better, right? We're just going to try again, try harder, try harder. The vision of the Christian life, that's called self-improvement. The vision of the Christian life is transformation. That's made up of two words, transcendent formation. And what that means is the Son of God, the transcendent one who walked this earth, who faced every sin we face, who went to the cross and took our sins upon himself, died to our sins, rose from the dead, victorious over sin, disarmed sin's power. Okay? It gets better. He's not saying, listen, okay, I did that, so you can do this. No, that's not the point either. He's saying, I did that. Now invite me into the inmost place in your life. Enthrone me in the sanctuary, the most holy place in your life. Enthrone me there. Let me come in, me, my person. And I'll show you how we beat sin. It's not in your strength. It's not in your willpower. It's not in your discipline. No, it's in my presence. This is what the Christian life is about. Is about His presence in our bodies, moving in power and love. And that's why we've spent so much time here. You know, this whole thing I wrote today about, like, you don't stop sinning by trying to not sin. You gotta be aiming at the target. I mean, that's just like, if you're focused on not hitting the target, you're going to miss it because your focus is actually on sin itself. What if our focus was on the target, and not just the target, but the bullseye? You know, I don't know if I'm a golfer. I've played golf all my life. I've not played much in the last 20 years. I need to repent from that. But I learned in golf, like, don't just like aim at the green. Focus on as small of a part of that green as you can focus on. When you get to the green and you're putting, don't just aim at the cup. See if you can spot a little piece of rust in the back of the cup and focus on that. Don't just aim at the target, aim at the bullseye. Don't just aim at the bullseye. See if you can pick out a speck right at the center of it. Aim small, miss small. And of course, again, let's not let our focus on the definition of sin of missing the target. Like, okay, what's the target? What does love look like in this situation? What does love look like? I sort of wanted to tell you a story about, I'm going to save it, but I got pulled over again the other day, guys. It's in a little tiny town in Arkansas on my way to lead a preacher's retreat in Texas. And I didn't notice the speed limit drop down like from 55 to 30 in the span of about 20 yards. And I was slowing down. And this policeman, you know, he was right. I was going more like 45, and it was a 30-mile-an-hour zone. And he pulls up and he pulls me over. And you know what immediately started to seize me when this is a sign I'm growing, is I just thought, you know what? I offended him, and I disrespected his authority in this town. I disrespected their little street, their main street, by being oblivious to the speed limit and buzzing through there like that. And my heart was filled with a sense of, like, apology. And as soon as he came up to my car, it just flowed out of me. I said, you know what? I'm sorry. I apologize for speeding. And I could tell it caught him off guard. I mean, I wasn't defensive. I wasn't evasive. I was just like, maybe I was humble. And I feel like that's Jesus in me, because that's not how I am natively. Anyhow, you get my point. And you know what? He had mercy on me. He did not even give me a warning. He just made sure, I guess, I was the owner of the car, and was very kind and sent me on my way. And you know what happened when I came back through that town on the way home? Man, I was crawling through there. Because I wanted to hit the mark. I wanted to hit the bullseye. I wanted to show that, you know what? This is not about me getting away with something. This is not about me being evasive and trying to see how fast I can go and not get caught. No, it's about respecting the law enforcement, the town, the people. I don't know. That may seem trite to you, but it's something that's real to me. It's like I'm changing. I'm growing. And I think that's what sin has lost its power means, and we're not destined to sin. We're destined to win. Okay, I'm going to stop there. All right, are you ready? We're going to sing number 351. As I said, my faith looks up to thee. Now, I'm telling you, guys, you are living in rarefied air, because today, again, we have with us my Father, the farmer, David Walt, of Walt Brothers Farms. And he's going to sing right here with us. I should say I'll just be singing with him. I'm not worthy to carry the sandals, the thongs of his sandals. We're going to sing together. You ready, Dad? My faith looks up to thee, thou Lamb of Calvary, Savior divine. Now hear me while I pray, take all my guilt away. Oh, let me from this day be wholly thine. May thy rich grace impart strength to my fainting heart, my zeal inspire. As thou hast died for me, oh, may my love to thee, pure, warm, and changeless be a living fire. While life's dark maze I tread, and griefs around me spread, be thou my guide. Bid darkness turn to day, wipe sorrow's tears away, nor let me ever stray from thee. Aside. Last verse. When ends life's transient dream, when death's cold sullen stream shall o'er me roll, blessed Savior, then in love, fear and distrust remove. Oh, bear me safe above a ransomed soul. That's a good one right there. When ends life's transient dream. You know, the interesting thing about hymns is they track through life. They track through faith in the midst of life. And so often that last verse is about the end, what we perceive to be the end of our life on earth. But the amazing thing, that's the last verse of the hymn, but the song never stops. It keeps on going because, as Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though they die, yet shall they what?
Live.
And whoever lives and believes in me will never die. It doesn't mean their heart won't stop beating. It means they won't stop going. They won't die. And that's so many of you out there. Well, all of us. It could happen today, but there's a number of you I know who are singing that fourth verse, when ends life's transient dream, when death's cold sullen stream shall o'er me roll. I just want to reassure you today, if your faith is in Jesus, your future is intact, your future is secured, your future is guaranteed, and you're stepping into, you know, you're stepping through the gates of glory when that time comes, and what we thought was the end of something actually becomes the glorious beginning. As we sing that song, as it was in the beginning, is now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Amen. So be encouraged. That's why the text in 2 Corinthians 4 says, therefore, we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. For what is seen is passing away, but what is unseen is eternal. These light and momentary troubles are achieving for us a glory that far outweighs them. Good gosh, we could keep on going. We got to stop. Thanks, Dad, for joining me. We'll get your seeds. We'll see you on the field. For The Awakening, I am J.D. Walt.
And David Walt.
We'll see you on the field.
Amen.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to The Wake Up Call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend, leave us a rating, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.